are listening to an Atomic Broadcasting production, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the feature presentation. And remember, do your part, such as like, comment, rate, and don't forget to tell a friend to tune in for an Atomic Time.
I feel like we could find the base. I don't know what we're going to do if we have to deal with a bunch of spirits at once.
Well, yeah. And then there's also the nails to deal with.
Silver nails!
Yeah, silver. I was thinking rusty, but yeah, silver's the right word.
Yeah. I suppose that'd be another thing, is that if we have the tool to find the base, we could beat them there, the silver nails there. But there's still a bunch of ghosts.
Because they don't know exactly to look for that thing. It's just that they're in that spot.
Yeah, as far as you guys are aware, all they're doing is trying to reclaim the district.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why it doesn't. Because it's literally like, this district used to be really, really wealthy. But now it's lost to the spirits and the demons and the horrors outside of the electrical fence. And nobody really cares or wants to live there anymore. Silver nails, we want it. It must be ours.
There's goodies in there that we can sell.
It shouldn't be too hard for them to take over, except for the ghosts.
And demons. Yeah.
I mean, they could just say, we own it now.
They are specifically designed to fight ghosts. They have spectral lances.
Ooh, can we join them?
Can I get a spectral lance? Can I swap out my cane for a spectral lance?
You'd have to acquire that asset, Petite.
You'll have to work for that.
We can jump a silver nail and take his.
Oh, I'm sure they'd love that.
I could find a silver nail and just convince him to give it to me.
Become the silver hammer.
If we know where the base is with the tool, we can get in and get out quick. It's potentially sneaky. Whereas the explosive way to deal with spirits would only deal with them for a short time. Then I'm sure it'd be like, what was that?
Yeah. And we are not very combat-y.
Especially against ghosts.
So being sneaky and quick is probably going to be useful more than just boom.
You guys got 2 heat for the last thing.
That makes sense.
You know, that's fair.
That's fair. Someone's had to start that fire.
We don't get to take blame for the banshee, but...
Yeah, if it wasn't for the red sashes, you probably would have gotten 0 heat.
Yeah.
We were doing too good.
They got 4 heat. We're not caring about them.
No, we don't.
They have to do with their own stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's their fault their buddies died, not ours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they hadn't have been there, it wouldn't have been a problem, huh? Mm-hmm. On all accounts.
If they hadn't decided to break off from the rest of the group, it would have been fine. And that one guy, he was just too loud.
Yeah.
We had to make him be quiet.
Also, when the other cart does eventually show up in all the chaos, it's like, where's our thing? It's like, someone else already here for it. Like, what?
There's already so many people and thieves here. Who knows?
Petite, get off your phone.
Sorry. My wife sent me a meme.
Can you send us the meme?
You wouldn't get it.
What? Send me the meme.
It's a Neopets thing.
I feel left out.
Send us the meme anyway.
All right.
It's been 84 years. Yeah, I don't get that.
It's one of the things where, like, I saw it coming up before. I'm like, wow, that's still around? I remember that. Whenever I was in, like, elementary school, I'm like, huh. I never took part in that.
There were so many old Flash. Were they on Flash? I don't know.
Yes.
Like, Flash games like that that are dead now and have been dead for decades.
Other things.
Neopets has actually gone through about 3 or 4 different owners.
Was that a fun time for Neopets?
No. It was horrible, and it ruined a lot of things. Neopets is in shambles, but they're doing good. They're bringing it. They're bringing it back,
just like us.
Speaking of people in shambles,
but doing good,
doing great actually. You know, they got so much coin. They're down 1 team member right now because they're traumatized. It's been about a week since you guys have successfully grabbed the Faraday cage, the expandable Faraday cage. And we're going to go ahead and quickly make our way through some downtime stuff. Let's go ahead and start with our traumatized victim. So, for those listening, whenever you gain a trauma, you are immediately supposed to be taken out of the heist. You cannot help, you cannot do anything. You wander aimlessly through the city's streets, trying to recenter yourself, typically in your vice, and you will stumble back into the crew later with a newly gained trauma. So, Olivia, what is your new trauma, and what have you been doing?
So the trauma I picked out is Sema is now paranoid. So the crew got back to their base and just sort of set Summer down over at like her little desk where she does her side work of her main work, and just sort of sat her down there because like gotta put her somewhere. And she like slowly, as she started coming out of just the complete daze, started being like, oh yeah, these papers and this ink, and yeah. So it gets a bit messy and whatnot. Eventually she's okay enough that they like let her leave the building because they're like, eh, she'll be fine, you know. So over this time, this week, she is writing a lot. So much of it is just trash fluff pieces about gossip. Her editor is like, dude, this is not good. But like, they're reading it really well, so I guess keep it. So by the time at the end of this that she comes back, she is... It seems like all of her clothes have ink stains, both from writing ink and also press ink, where she like... went in to help and like do revisions at the very last minute. And she keeps, every once in a while, will mention to her crew something, but it was a story she reported on a bit ago and is not actually anything useful to them. And then I will play out the paranoid as we go.
I like to imagine as you're writing about Mrs. Doveley's wonderful Jell-O molds, you're like, it's a conspiracy.
Where did she get the molds?
Where did she get the molds? How does she have so much gelatin? I suspect the goat shortage is connected.
For those of you who didn't get stressed out, which one of you wants to start with your first activity of downtime?
Colm, feeling very stressed, but not quite traumatized. He's very close to that. Knowing that his family is fine for money for a while, also he doesn't really have much more money to give them. At this time, he's going to go pursue his vice, which is in pleasure, at the Veil, which is in the night market. So yes, I will try to...
And the Veil being a social club?
Social club. Mm-hmm. So he'll indulge in that to try and bring his stress down. Which I believe is rolling 1d6 and just subtracting.
It is rolling your worst abilities, which should be about 1, that amount of dice, and then reducing your stress.
1 die? 2. Okay, so I bring down 2 stress. And then for the remainder of his time, he's going to spend some time trying to hone his abilities and training. He knows that he can usually get into places where he's probably shouldn't be. Pretty adept at that thing is he doesn't know where he's supposed to look when he's getting into places. Something they had faced back in the mansion is that he just don't know where people keep their valuables. He's not very insightful. So he's going to just try to start, maybe for this week, people watching, just try and see like where do people keep things like that, and train in insight to gain a skill level in, I think, survey would be the one that's like for to try and find hidden things. I get 1 XP in insight, which does fill it up because I put 2 in last time. I gained 3 from this last heist. So
Devlin, what are you up to?
He is in the classroom, standing in front of dozens of people.
Just real fast. Because you got shot in the arm. So are you just standing up there with a bullet wound?
He's not in the classroom. He's hallucinating. Because he's sitting on an operating table.
He's not doing tutoring hours, maybe?
He's thinking about... Just, he's dreaming, daydreaming about being in the classroom teaching his students. He has gone to the hospital because he has been shot in the arm and his eardrums were burst.
Right. Okay, and that's fine. That's why I just wanted to make sure if you were doing that first or if you were doing your day job first.
It's not the first time he's bled at work.
So you are choosing, because I believe we talked about that, to where... If you wanted to keep up things with your day job, you did have to take a downtime activity for that every so often. So that's going to be one of your downtime activities. Do you want to make it where you go to work with just a bullet in your arm?
No. I'd like to go to the hospital.
Okay. So go ahead. Since you guys do not have a physician technically under your employ or as an asset,
Question.
Yeah.
Can we employ one and then use that?
That would be a downtime activity.
Could I, instead of using the downtime activity to go to the hospital, to acquire an asset of which is a physician to heal me?
So if you require an asset, you wouldn't be able to use the other downtime activity to go to your class if you wanted healed. If you want to acquire an asset and not take the healing to get a physician, you can, or you could just spend the coin.
That sounds like a horrible idea. I'll spend the coin.
Okay.
Somebody else needs to acquire a physician. This is terrible, horrible working conditions.
Go ahead and roll. We'll give the physician 2 dice, and let me know what you rolled.
I rolled a 4 and a 5.
Okay, so remind me what your health clock is at currently.
It is at 3.
Okay, so that is definitely enough to complete the clock. Go ahead and erase all of it. You don't gain any additional. All of your harm is reduced by 1. So if you have anything in the 1 slot, it is removed. If you have anything in the 2 slot, it's dropped down to 1. 3 slot drops down to 2.
I would say, technically, it wouldn't be that hard to explain it to the school nurse, because like a lot of honest, good working people were at that event.
That is true.
It's easy to get stray shot.
That is what I was going to say. Just like, oh yeah, I was at the night market and somebody shot into the crowd. I believe it was those darn scarlet scarves.
You were there trying to get a sneak peek at that cage that's supposed to be coming to your school.
I am a scholar. Yes, that's my alibi.
All right. So you're healed there. Did you actually want to go to your class for your second?
I do. I'm going to go to teach.
How does Devlin teach? What does Devlin teach?
Devlin teaches spectrology. He is a immortal studies professor. So he teaches all of the entitled students at the Duskfall Academy about spectrology and ghosties.
Which the Duskwall Academy is the premier academy for anyone wanting to be a sailor, a blue coat, or the spirit wardens.
So I'd like to explain that Devlin is probably one of the more favorites of the teachers at the academy, because he's not necessarily all about the academics and the scholarly learning. But he likes to put a bit of fun into his class, and it doesn't have a lot of tests. He is very hands-on, and as long as they're participating, they get a good grade. But most of the students, they find him easygoing, attractive, and just one of the easiest teachers to have. They love having the spectrology class on their class list. So on the certain day that he's teaching, he's giving a wonderful learning happenstance about ghosts and the troubles and the dangers that they possess, no pun intended. And I lead off very strong, just with the whole class, and I say, whatever you do, be careful. And don't take yourselves too seriously. Class dismissed. Except you. Steven.
Steven looks at you, bewildered and shocked, and points to himself, as if to say, me?
Devlin nods.
Steven gathers his books, walks up. He's like, what? Yes, sir?
Steven, I wanted to talk to you for a bit. You've not been participating in the class, and I wanted to let you know, I mean, you are obviously aware of the way that I do things here.
It makes no sense.
To not participate?
Other classes have tests and work.
Well, that's the whole thing about it. If you take tests, all you're doing is learning how to take tests. If you actually apply what you're learning, you learn more. It's the action that really gets you.
He looks just so confused. Like, he doesn't understand what you're saying, because his whole life he's just been taking tests.
All right. Look at this. And he pulls down his jacket sleeve, and he just pulls open the bandage and says, see this? I got shot in the arm. Look at this hole. And he sticks his finger in the hole.
Take a level one. I'm kidding.
I got shot while I was experiencing life.
That's very gross. I'm not going to get shot, I don't think. I'm going to be a Leviathan hunter.
See, now that's the problem. You're following along with what your family wants you to do.
It's a very prestigious and beloved thing in the city.
No, I understand that. I understand that. But is it what you want to do?
Why wouldn't I want a lot of money and fame?
Because it might not be what you want to do.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't... Can you put your bullet hole back up?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not actually sorry. And I wrap it back up. I put my jacket back on. Again.
I want to be a politician. He sort of just breaks down.
That's all right. That's a very respectable thing to want to do, I understand. And I want to be perfectly clear that you may be shot by being a politician. But you know, that's all part of the job. Put a little danger in it. Experience life a little bit.
I'm going to, and then he grabs his things and runs out of your room shouting, I'm gonna experience life!
I'll see you tomorrow, I hope.
No, you won't!
I pull out my notebook and I go, another one down.
So after you guys take your downtime activities, you reconvene in the Six Towers District where your hidden base is at to converse as to what to do next now that you've let the heat die down a bit and you've spent some time keeping up appearances.
So I believe it's time for us to choose a new mark. I think we had two more options.
Yes, of course. We have a couple more things that might help us out before we venture outside the wall.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. Odin, how are you doing?
Oh, fine. Totally fine. I wasn't followed, so that's probably
You're sure, right.
I'm mostly sure there was a really weird fruit seller following me for a little bit, and then he was gone, but right after there was this other lady with some baskets, and then she was gone, but then after that there was a kid for like 3 blocks.
Well, now, the way that you said I'm pretty sure I wasn't followed, that makes me think you were, and you're kind of lying to us. Are you all right?
I might have been. I'm not entirely sure, but nobody's come in and shot us yet, so that's
all right,
maybe
well,
good.
It's true. Kids are kids, so if they followed you...
They can be bought off.
Or...
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, kids are the easiest to buy off.
There's also
but
other
they
means.
Do talk. So that's sort of a double-edged sword.
I think you'll be fine.
Maybe.
It just sounds like the usual neighbors.
So, the options that you have before you. You can either go and infiltrate Duskfall Academy to steal some explosive material being demonstrated there in hopes to sell to the spirit wardens and blue coats of the area. Or there is an artifact somewhere in Charter Hall that you can grab to help you to find Lord Skurlock's hidden base in the Lost Districts when you get there. One will help you fend off the ghosts. One will help you find this area.
After the group of red sashes hit the mark at the same time we did, I am a bit concerned we're in a bit of a race for finding this artifact.
Oh yeah, you guys didn't even get to talk to the Red Sashes. You just shot and went. Which, fair, they're the Red Sashes, but...
Oh, I don't really have means of punching ghosts. I think it'd be better if we can get in fast and get out. If we know where we're going.
I think Summer's not at all going to be comfortable trying to break into a high security area. So, what is the lead we have with the potential artifact helpful thing? Because we know where the spirit bombs are. But the... Tracky beep beep thingy.
Somewhere in Charter Hall. Yes,
just somewhere in Charter Hall, which is slightly less security than White Crown.
Duskfall Academy would
be
there.
Yeah, high security there.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think that we need the boom boom necessarily.
As far as Charter Hall goes, you know that it is another center, basically, for artisans, the city council, government work, civic offices, some shops and whatnot. It's typically like higher class that traverse there. Not necessarily like high class like in Brightstone, but definitely not like the people in Char Hollow. Even though they do tend to go there because that's where the shops are. As far as who has the artifact, you're not entirely certain. You know, artifacts like this can probably be found, even if rarely, and it would be easy enough to find just by listening to some gossip or chatter going around town. But Lord Skurlock did not provide you any information on that.
That makes sense.
Question, and I think I could argue this. Can we spend another downtime week foregoing our next downtime to do more research?
Because we do have a deadline as well when we can get up the wall. But I'm not sure how long that is.
Well, I figured that after this heist, we would have downtime.
Here's what I'm going to say. If you do want to do that, the specific artifact thing, I will allow one of you to give up a downtime activity to attempt a gather information roll. You will give up one of your downtime activities after this heist, as you are preparing for the heist going on currently. As to which one of you chooses that, it's up to you.
I am willing to give up my downtime activity.
I think the best solution for that, because that person would also probably be the person making the roll for it, right?
Yes.
I roll terribly. However, I would probably have the most dice to do it with. Because I have 2 pips in consort. But if I use Weaving the Web, I gain an additional consort when I gather information on a target for a score. And then, as a result, I get a +1 dice to the engagement roll for that operation. So,
okay.
Dice-wise, it's the best option.
All right, please mark down somewhere that you're going to lose one... I want to say get up and go activity. downtime activity.
It's and the opposite.
Go ahead and... It is the opposite. Make your roll for gathering the information about this supposed artifact or charm.
Okay, I've made my note. I get my 3 dice.
Magic
fingers magic, toward magic, the magic, dice. Magic.
2 1s and a 3.
All right, so you still get no information.
It's a 3.
I don't know why you guys keep me around for this. I'm terrible at crime.
We could do a devil's bargain.
I have so much stress to spend.
How about this? I will devil's bargain right now and give you the information you need. Let's go ahead and say, if you want, you can delve into your guild coffers and spend some coin to increase your success. 1 coin per success level. So if you want to spend a coin to get it to a success with consequences, to where basically you would know where the artifact is, but not necessarily
what it is.
Yeah, what it is.
Like our first one.
Yeah. Or 2 coins for a complete success. You know what it is, where it is, how it is, who has it, what it tastes like. All the stuff.
Let's lick some spiritual things.
So you have 7 total coin. You have 4 in the guild coffers. So you just have to spend 2.
So I have my 1 that I could spend.
You don't have to spend your own coin. This is specifically coming from the guild.
Oh, okay.
Because it's guild activities.
That's a very financially conscious devil.
Yes. You know that the artifact is being held by one of the senior members on the city council. He bought it as a, you know, a thing that a rich person would do. Just kind of like, I want this. It could be a fun conversational starter. Mm-hmm. He bought it from the Dimmer sisters specifically. He knows what it can do. And he's been toying around, putting the word out there, trying to hire people to be able to use it to find an artifact for him. But he hasn't fully committed to that because he knows that once it's been used, it is no longer usable. And he kind of likes having it around. Kind of likes the prestige it gives him. It's currently in his office inside one of the city's offices. So with that out of the way, let's actually get to this thing. Do you want to do this assault? Just straight up burst down the doors? Deception, try and lie and steal your way through. Stealth, sneaky sneak. Occult, I don't think occult would work here, but we could find a way. Social, negotiate, bargain, or persuade, or transport.
I'm thinking either assault, deception, stealth, or social. I know that's like over half of them, but I'm thinking those.
If you choose deception, you do know that he's been putting his feelers out trying to get a crew to do something. It would require a lot of talking and stuff, and a lot of like...
I like the idea of just breaking in and stealing it and leaving, stealth. Though. Stealth. But...
Break it when no one's there.
I have, like, one prowl, and that's it for prowess, so...
Same here, but it might get us somewhere.
I will say, Petite, for your character specifically, if you do the deception route, you are a known teacher of a very prestigious academy.
Oh, that's true. You're right. That's right.
You'd have to go in by some other disguise or means, I suppose.
And you are a well-known teacher, as you described earlier. I just wanted to make that aware to you, of the, because I don't think you were thinking of the consequences when you said that.
So we're going to have to let you go. Oh, do I get severance? No, we're going to kill you.
Jail.
No jail. They need more fuel.
Yeah.
That's a weird sentence. Let's go stealth.
Okay. Here's my favorite part where I get to roll for stuff. So you get one dice for sheer luck. You get one dice for Summer's gathering information. I'm going to give you another dice because you're going stealth, which is what your crew is known for. It is what you are. You are shadows. Apart from that, can you guys think of anything that would give you a bonus dice or not? I'm thinking about taking a dice away currently since you are going to a civic office to break into a councilman's office space to steal an artifact.
But I'm paranoid, so we would be preparing very, very well.
If anything, that
no
makes it worse.
No, it makes it much better, clearly.
No. She's unprepped. Got a point. She's definitely more watchful.
That's fine. Anything else, though? I'll accept the paranoia.
Yeah.
We'll accept that. All right. Without any further ado, let's see how you guys go. I didn't roll bad.
Yay.
Is that good for us?
Yes.
There's no ones?
No ones. Yay. Not a one in sight. And you always take the highest, so you got a 6. So that's a success. Oh. Since I rolled so well, how we're going to start this? It's what would be almost dusk. The flash of light that happens every time the sun rises and sets has passed. The night sky is dark just as the day sky would be. And you guys are sitting outside the office door of the chairman's office in which you believe holds the artifact. The door is currently locked. It is a very high-level lock, something that you guys would not be able to pick. But you've gotten all the way in here without being detected. There are still people milling about in the civic offices, closing out their day, trying to leave, staying over to do some extra work, but for the most part, it's pretty sparse. How do you guys want to enter into this room?
Wouldn't be able to pick this lock. It's a bit...
Can we just take the door off the hinges?
Not silently. Especially not from this side.
Ah, so it opens in.
Usually the door has to be open for that, too. I could possibly break it down from this side.
Is it going to make noise?
I have a trick for that, perhaps. Once. But I wouldn't be able to put it back on, I think. I probably damaged the door pretty well.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
But if it looks at a glance like it's fine.
Just prop it back up, sure.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone... I don't know if anyone has a key to this here. Janitor staff would have a key to go through and clean things or not. A master key, perhaps.
Is this just a solid door? Or is it, like... Does it have a glass window, or...?
It's a solid door.
Okay.
I feel like our best option would be a flashback.
flashback to try and pinch a key.
I want a flashback.
You want to do it?
I want to do a flashback.
Okay.
What do you want to do the flashback about?
I would like to go back to an earlier part of the day where I go in and talk to the front desk person, sway them to telling me who the janitor is because I lost something here the other day.
Okay.
And so once I find out who that person is, I'm going to go find them and I'm going to attempt to convince him to take the day off.
Go ahead. You're going to get 2 stress already for the flashback, just as a natural cost. Then how are you convincing him to take the day off and give you the keys?
I'm going to give him my coin. The single amount of coin that I have in my pocket.
Okay.
And attempt to use that as a bribe.
3 months' pay?
To convince him to take the day off and leave his keys.
Okay. Since you're giving him your coin, you will not have to roll. You will not take any more stress. He takes the bag of money, looks at it, looks at you, nods solemnly and says, "I don't know what keys you're talking about, mister," and then he drops them on the floor and then walks out. Back in the present, as you guys have been discussing how to get through this door, a thought occurs to Devlin, and he realizes he's had the keys this whole time.
Oh, wait a minute, guys. I forgot. I have the keys.
We have all the keys.
We have all the keys for everything. I bet somewhere it's going to have like the room number on it. Just like this is office usually, number 467.
No.
So I have to check
every
single key.
Man, that janitor's good.
He's been here a long time. He knows his keys.
All right, well. 1.
We're going to say that you were able to get inside the room without too much of hassle. There were some noise, you know, fiddling with the keys, getting one stuck, jiggling it a bit, taking it out.
That might just be janitor noises, though.
Yeah, that could just be janitor noises. So for the most part, you're fine, and you're able to enter into the room. The room itself, the office itself, is very neat and tidy, except for the desk area, which is strewn about with tons of papers. Him being on one of the higher seats of the city council, there's a lot of like requests and demands being made that come through his office that he has to read through, different laws and rules and things that he needs to do as part of his day-to-day job that seem to be scattered on the desk. Around the room, there are various trinkets, desk ornaments, coffee table books, things like that throughout the thing. There are some other chairs that are in there that are very nice. You don't necessarily see the artifact at first, but you do see a safe that is tucked away, hidden a little bit behind some books.
I start trying the keys on the safe.
Not that kind of safe.
No keyhole.
Nah, I don't think the janitor would have access to their personal belongings like that.
It probably goes without saying, but everyone be very quiet.
Of course, close the door. We can lock it from this side, perhaps. So getting more layout rooms, so we have paper strewn across the desk, lots of books and everything, so if you see this safe. Is this like an interior room where there's no window out, or is this like, is there a window?
There, in this one specifically, all of the windows are sort of those really tiny windows up top to just let breeze come in.
Okay.
I'm going to start looking around the desk.
Oh, I should mention it's dark in the room. There are no lamps lit.
If we light the lamp, it'll be seen underneath the door. So, Summer's going to take off her jacket and stuff it at the bottom of the door to block the light.
Clever.
And then light a lamp.
Clever.
Is the safe, like, fixed into the wall behind the books, or is it something that, like, could be moved? Just.
It's more of the books are a facade, a fake book, just to hide the safe. Okay. That's what sort of drew your eye to it, is because you were looking at it, and I was like, those don't look like books.
Yeah.
Like, if it was just passing glance, you'd be fine, but you're in here for a minute.
Yeah. I suppose I will see, using my fine lock picks, if I can manage to even just crack the safe without having to pilfer the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and mark those off. You're going to have reduced effect, and this is a risky situation, so normal situation. If you did not have the fine lockpicks, you would not have been able to do this.
I think this is going to be finesse. It makes the most sense for lockpicking, I think. It'll just be a straight one die roll, so. Mm-hmm. A five.
Ooh. All right. So you're able to get in there, pick the lock and everything. You break your fine lockpicks, and you are not able to relock the safe after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Or close it even. It's basically...
it's jammed.
Yeah. But you are able to get in there. The artifact that you want is inside, as well as some other valuable objects that you might be able to sell if you want.
Oh, yeah.
But up to you.
Let's take them all.
Yeah. I mean, it looks less targeted and it's beneficial to us. Summer, she's sort of having trouble holding still and is listening at the door because she's... very anxious that anyone is still in the building and might overhear anything at all. So she's got her ear to the door.
Go ahead and make me a check.
Oh boy. What kind of check? Just a luck or?
Something involving listening or...
study?
I could see
study. Or survey.
Study or survey. Either works.
They're the same.
Hunt I could take as well.
I ain't hunting. 4.
You didn't roll a fail.
Ah. Yay! Woo-hoo!
What you... hear as you press your ear against the door are, it's very faint and far away, but the clacking of rubber soles against stone floor, and it's very rhythmic, it's very calm, and it's getting closer and it's getting louder and louder as he picks the safe. And then they stop right in front of the door. And as it stops, Summer, take 2 stress. And that's where we're going to end this episode.
Greetings, scoundrels. Devlin Oliver here, stopping by to say thanks for listening. If you enjoyed listening to us scramble for a bit of coin, why not give us a like or follow? There are plenty of misadventures to come for our little conglomerate. Keep an ear out for the next episode. And while you're at it, give a little listen to the other shows on this feed. And since we're already breaking the fourth wall, go and join us on the Discord where there's plenty of space to blabber on. You can find all the usual links in the episode description. Thanks again for listening. Can't wait to see you there!
Hey, thank you all for listening. Big thanks, of course, to our players. They are Nolan Brubaker as Cole McCug, Michael Petit as Devlin Oliver, and Olivia Sarver as Summer Locke. I, of course, am the GM Jenkins. Music in the show is composed by Michael Petit and additional music by Jordy Hake. This work is based on Blades in the Dark, a product of 1/7 Design, developed and authored by John Harper, and licensed for our use under the Creative Commons Attribution 3.0 Unported License. Information for Blades in the Dark and the license can be found in the description. How do you want to handle this door?
Give it the old knock, knock, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Wrong show.